hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Talk to Me Sis. It is just the two Mrs. Smiths again today.
Could be Talk to Me Smith.
Yeah, exactly. If we ever get bored with a name, we know what we can change it to. So today we really want this to be a really conversational and just like girlfriendy type talk with everybody. We had a plan for what we were going to talk about this week, but after yesterday, we decided that we needed to pivot and talk about what's going on in the autism world. So here we are, ready to talk about what's going on in the autism world. And also, as we said, we want to make this a conversational day where we really connect with our listeners. So the first thing I think that's on our hearts is that we just want to say how much this means to us to have this community and have this place to share. And that is really all we ever wanted for this podcast to be, was to have a safe place to share our journeys. And even more importantly, let other people come on and talk to us and share theirs, and that we would learn from each other and that we could find out what it's like on other people's journey on the spectrum and what their life is like with wherever their family member is functioning, so that we can all get a better sense of what autism means to each individual family. Because as we all know, if you met one person with autism, you've met one. And everybody's experience is so incredibly unique and so incredibly different. And that was really all that we wanted to do. And we tried really hard to do that by inviting so many different guests. And we have loved every minute with every guest that we've had. And we've learned so much from hearing their unique experiences, all the way from the cast members of Love on the Spectrum to the moms of the complex support needs, and then talking to people who are not necessarily have an autistic family member, but are in the autism world. We have loved every minute of it and have learned so much. And that is truly our mission for the podcast. But with all that being said, we felt like we cannot ignore what's going on in the autism world. And yesterday's press conference was definitely, at least I would call it, a bummer. Would you agree?
I think that's a safe assumption.
It was hard to listen to, not necessarily everything that was said, but the way it was delivered and the tone in which it was delivered, it was hard to listen to. And I feel like it did not accomplish the goal of everyone learning to listen to each other and everyone feeling seen and everyone feeling heard and everyone feeling like they have a safe space. And so we are here today to try to provide that safe space, because we understand that depending on where you or your family member falls on the autism spectrum, that press conference yesterday probably resonated very differently, just depending on where you're coming from and what your life looks like. And we just have such compassion and so much tenderness in our hearts for everyone, no matter how you are feeling today. It's wonderful to hear that there's going to be more research being done. We have so much compassion for the families that have kids with much more complex needs, and we need to find more answers for them, and we need to support them, and we need to find out what's going on. And it's wonderful that there's more research being done. We have high hopes. I hope that the people who need leucovorin and will be impacted positively by it are able to access it and able to give it a trial, and that it will work for them. But we are just really wanting to create a space where everybody can come, can speak their truth, can tell their real feelings, have their honest reactions, and feel safe to do so. Because we know that the last thing that any of us need at any point in the journey, and no matter where your family member or you function, the last thing we need to do is feel doubt about how we handle things or doubt about things we have or have not done. And nobody needs to feel shame or guilt. So we are here to say we love everyone that we have encountered. We are so thankful for all the encounters that we've had. And we really want to share our stories and hear more of yours. So, Lisa, I'm going to pass it off to you.
Yeah. And I think just to put my two cents in, I just feel like there are so many podcasts and other speakers and professionals and people who are so much more well-versed and well-learned in more of the science, and that can really brilliantly address these complex topics. And I just feel like the focus for Talk to Me Sis here is just a little different. Nikki and I were presented with this platform opportunity in a really unique way. Our beautiful sons, Tanner and Connor, who were both perfectly made, were presented to the world on Love on the Spectrum. And that's a very rare and unique opportunity. And they quickly won the hearts of the audience, and people were captivated by them, each for very different reasons, which we just think is so great. And I think we feel very blessed that one of the loves on the spectrum has become the love of the friendship of our families and the boys. And that's been very valued for us. But Nikki, I'm only going to speak for myself here, Nikki. I never thought when we agreed to do Love on the Spectrum that it would be anything more than probably a momentary thing that we would have said as a family, we had a laugh, and then also be just nothing more than a supportive, cheering mom from the stands, like cheering Connor on, watching him blossom. No idea that A, my family was going to be so involved. And then equally, you and I started to receive so many DMs. So this platform sort of just unveiled itself to Nikki and I. Did not come from a place of anything I sought out, thought I would be doing. I have a great career in countertops and sales, and I've had that for 10 years. I wasn't looking for a new gig. So this came about as sort of a labor of love, and just coming from the DMs and the messages and all of you parents, grandparents, caregivers, teachers, community helpers, reaching out to Nikki and I saying, hey, we love your boys. We like what we see. Talk to us about them. Tell us more. Tell us your stories. And that's why we decided to start this. And that's why we've got this platform. And just as a result, we want Talk to Me Sis to be a, like Nikki said, a safe place, a place to be seen, heard, loved, accepted, like come as you are, messy buns. You know, you've seen us in baseball hats, travel clothes. You can come dressed up. You can wear a prom dress. This is a come as you are podcast place. This is a safe, neutral place that we want to create. We don't want to debate here. We don't want to divide. There is enough of that going on in our autism community, let alone zooming out from there. It's just to remind you, the space that we've created here is that you're not alone. You're not alone. We are all in this together. And you're part of our community, our Talk to Me Sis tribe. And we are committed to lifting each other up, Nikki and I. We want to lift you up. We hope you in turn want to lift us up. And we just want to foster connection and create belonging and a sense of belonging. And, you know, everyone has their own opinions and everyone is right in their own opinions. Right. So that is what we're trying to do here. And we felt with the topic that we had picked out for this week, it would be extremely what seemed trite and inappropriate. I don't want to say it's anything because I do think it's an important topic and we'll do it another day. But in lieu of yesterday, we just felt like we had to say something, and this is our something. If you're looking for, you know, something else, and it's just the wrong place. We just want to keep this safe and gentle and accepting, and know that we were disappointed too with the delivery of the information yesterday.
For sure. And we both want to say, like, I am also trying to learn, like, every day. I am really seeking out, you know, voices and people that I feel like are really committed to educating. And honestly, the vast majority of those are other moms who are living a totally different reality mm-hmm. than I am. And some of them are moms that have been guests on this podcast. So I would encourage every listener, for sure, go seek them out. Some of them have done far more extensive research and also have, like, really lived a lot more intense scenarios than I personally have. And they have got a lot of knowledge that I don't have. And it's fascinating to listen to what they've learned and what they're bringing to the table. So I think, you know, finding the right voices that pertain to your particular situation is so important. And it's going to look different for every one of us because we're all at a different stage and all of our children function so differently. Lisa and I are amazed every day how our boys have the same diagnosis, but yet they show up in the world so incredibly differently. And our struggles are so different, and our areas that are easy are so different. And, you know, we function like that every day. So again, you know, I wish that we could have more decisive things given to us. I wish that we could have them delivered in a kinder and more respectful and gentler way, but we don't always get exactly what we want. So we just need to come back together and talk through it and support each other. I think that's
and just a little bit to that point, Nikki. I mean, even before we hopped on this podcast, Nikki and I, you know, we had to sleep on this last night, and we woke up this morning just, you know, brainstorming and talking, and we reached out to two women and women that you've seen on our podcast that we trust and love and respect. And I just want to personally thank Betsy Hicks for helping us and Christine Romeo. We had to have like a girl talk and rally our wagons and say, hey, you know, we're all four coming at this from very different places. You know, what we just needed to bounce things off of people. And I want to thank those two ladies for taking time out of their day today to support Nikki and I and how to do this. Because we just, again, we want the community here to stay protected. I am fiercely, fiercely protective of the Talk to Me Sis family. And if you're subscribing and you listen to us regularly, you're in it, and you are in my mama bear heart, and I protect Nikki the same. So, you know, this is our safe space. If you're looking for debates and all that other stuff, just we're the wrong channel. But and I hope you do go find that where you want. But for us, for here, this is how we are going to serve you guys and respect each other.
Yeah. And we're definitely going to continue as all of this, you know, I hope that good research comes out of it. We don't know at this point, but I hope it does. We are going to do our best to get people on that can keep us educated and, you know, keep educating us, keeping us updated on what the newest stuff is. And hopefully things will be a lot more clear as the next year or two unfolds.
And I just want to say, we've got exciting things to talk about too. I mean, it, you know, all of these things, like, I feel like we've said our piece about what we felt like we wanted to. But we have an exciting thing happening this weekend, and I want to talk about it.
Yes.
Because we had him here on our podcast. It's Vernon Jackson, and the I call him the autism barber. I don't know if is that what he's known as? I mean, that's what I call him.
That's how I think.
Did my family make that up? Or I don't think we did. I'm not taking credit for it. But we had Vernon on, and we had such a good time with Vernon. Right, Nikki?
Oh, he's the best.
We were like, we got to do something with you. Like, I don't want this to be the end, because I just, you guys know, and it doesn't sound like, you know, for Tanner, and like I said, it's so different between Tanner and Connor. This was such a traumatic thing for us in our family. I just wanted to do something. So Nikki, should we talk about what we're doing this weekend with Vernon?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were
sorry. Oh yeah. No, I was like,
I am so sorry. Okay. So Vernon Jackson from Ohio, he is also known as the Gifted Event, the Autism Barber, the Gifted Event, and he gives free haircuts to children on the spectrum or with other different abilities who struggle with the process of getting their haircut. So we invited him, or he invited himself.
And we were like, bring it on.
We loved
bring it. Bring it on.
And he is coming to Clemson.
Yeah.
On Sunday, September 28th, he will be giving haircuts from 12 to 5 at a salon called Hair South, which is downtown Clemson on College Avenue. And then we will be doing a meet and greet with Tanner and Connor at TD's, which is a bar/restaurant across the street from Hair South from 4 to 7. The meet and greet will have a $15 minimum donation to attend, but any funds that we raise go to Vernon's Gifted Event so that he can continue to go to different cities and cut more kids' hair. We love his work. There is flyers on my social media, Lisa's, Connor's, Tanner's. If you know of a child that would need their haircut and would like to be in the chair with Vernon, there is a link in all of our bios. You can go yep. register there for the haircut. You do not have to register for the meet and greet, but we would love to see anyone who is close enough to Clemson to drive and come see us on Sunday. The boys are ready to chat and take a picture and support the gifted event.
Yes, we just want to support Vernon. It's such important work, and it's not easy. And I think, you know, I don't know how many kids he can do or commit to, but it's like he's got a link to sign up. I think he's got support, and he is coming with his scissors, clippers, whatever. And we're ready to get some kids looking really, really slick. And I think he does it with so much love. And the man does it just on his own time and does it on his own dime. And we want to support Vernon. So if you guys are in the, what is it, South Carolina upstate? Is that like what it's known as, the Clemson yeah. area?
Greenville, South Carolina area.
It's Greenville?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will all be out there.
Please come. And the flyer, and we'll put it in stories again tonight. If anybody yeah. hears this and wants to check it out, has all the addresses, all the times, everything else that you need to know listed. And it's in both of our feeds as well. So yeah, please come see us and support Vernon's work. He's amazing. And if you want to see what he does, you can go on Instagram. I believe if you just search the gifted event, you'll find him.
He has some really good content. And then, you know, back to sleeping on all of this last night. And I woke up really early this morning and woke up with a little sore throat. I don't feel 100% today. I'm a little under the weather, and I'm laying in bed and it's really dark and my throat hurts. And I'm just sort of thinking about today and thinking about Talk to Me Sis, and, you know, thinking about last week's Talk to Me Sis and everything we talked about, Nikki, and just talking about connection, humanity, getting back to talking to each other. Yes. and all of that. And we read some DMs last week.
We did. That was so fun.
And I felt like we got some good response from you guys about reading the DMs. I felt like everybody enjoyed that, which was sort of cool. And so then we thought, well, let's up the ante on the connecting, right? I don't know where I know where I got this harebrained idea. If I could tell you really quick, because I don't want to waste much more time. I was answering DMs in my Instagram one night. A lot of things go into hidden and requests. I didn't even realize there was all these like tabs of messages that you could have. I never had that kind of attention on me before. So I accidentally was trying to scroll on my phone and there's like a phone button. I called a stranger and I quickly hung up because it was an accident, and they started calling me back.
I've done that.
So I know you can do this. So I said, Nikki, what do you think about us calling some DMs?
I agree. I think it's so fun. So we each picked one, and we are going to do it.
I picked a few, and all of mine were like, I was striking out. Nikki struck gold right off the bat.
I did. So, well, do you want me to start?
Yeah, because I think we're going to actually be able to talk to your person.
Okay, you're good. Well, okay, so I just scrolled down a little bit, and, you know, I'm not picking favorites. This one just kind of touched me when I read it, and I was like, okay, this sounds like a really cool girl. I would love to talk to her. Her name is Nicole. And I didn't pick her for that reason. and her DM says, hi, thank you so much for starting your podcast. I love it. My daughter is 4 and non-speaking autistic. I'm a single mom that works full time. My daughter doesn't sleep much, so I stay up and listen to your podcast. I just wanted to let you know that you ladies give me such hope for the future. Nicole is from Canada, and wow. She said that she would be willing to chat. So I'm going to call her. Let's see.
Let's call Nicole.
Call Nicole. Okay, I'm calling her. And she's so cute.
Let's do it.
She has beautiful hair.
Mind driving that.
Hello. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
How are you? Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, look how cute you are. Oh, gosh. Are y'all going to be able to hear her?
I don't know. Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Maybe. Can we turn her up at all, Nikki?
Okay, hold on, Nicole. I'm trying to get you louder. Hold on. No, you're good. oh gosh, you know what? It's not very loud. Shoot. Mm.
Well, okay. let's see. So Nicole, hey Nicole, thank you for your message. We appreciate it so much. So this is the first time. This is like a first time ever doing this. I know you're really faint, but we can't really hear on our end too much. But just want to say we appreciate your support so much. And what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Alexis.
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 Alexis. And Nicole, you said she's 4 years old?
She is 4 years old.
And she is at this time non-speaking? Okay. Okay. And you are a single mom?
I am, yes. Her dad is involved. He has with her every second weekend. But I'm a single mom and I work full time. And she just started school actually. They call it JK, junior kindergarten in Canada. I'm not sure if it's the same. In the States. But yeah, and it's been going good. And she even goes to after school program because I get off at 5. So.
Wonderful. So Nicole is telling, she said dad's involved and he gets her every second weekend. Okay. And she did just start school and she's even doing an after school program. So that's wonderful. And she's having some success with that. So that is awesome. But Nicole, I am so sorry. It's not louder. I'm not sure how to.
I know that's okay. Well, Nicole, we just wanted to do some face-to-face connection. We don't feel like people get to see each other enough. And, you know, we were reading DMs, but it's just great to see a real face behind the typing. And last thing is, how is she sleeping? Is she sleeping better?
Oh wow!
But she's good. It's a lot better now. She used to wake up like in the middle of the night and be up for most of the night.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and then she'd go to daycare and be up all day as well. So
wow!
Yeah.
Okay, so she said she's doing better and making it through till about 4 a.m. That's still pretty harsh, but.
Yes,
that is better than the middle of the night for several hours. That is, I'm glad you're getting some sleep. I guess at least you can go to bed earlier and the nighttime and be prepared for that. So,
well, I just want to thank Nicole. Thank you so much. I know it was quick. We just wanted to, like, again, quick connection. You're in Canada, we're in America, we just want to reach out and give you a hug and say hey, and thanks so much for listening to us.
Well, and seriously, thank you for supporting the podcast. We just want to like see the faces of the people that we're getting messages from. And please keep writing in and sending us show ideas.
Yes. Awesome.
It was so good to connect with you. Goodbye, Nicole.
Bye, Nicole. Love you, mean it.
Bye.
That is so fun.
You.
That is so crazy. So obviously, listen. This is a podcast where we are test driving everything and you guys are you're on the test drive with us. So now we know. Here's the other thing. Nikki and I are still, I promise, we are a couple weeks away from some, I think, big changes in my personal life in terms of putting more energy and focus into what we're doing. And I think you're going to see some really cool stuff from us. So all you day one subscribers and the people who hang in there and ride the little waves with us, thank you. And I think you're going to see some fun stuff. But we were like, clearly we'd never done that before, but we were just trying it out. I want to try. I don't know if mine's going to work. And if it doesn't quite quickly, I will just turn it off and I can read the transcript. Okay. Yeah. My girl, Alice G, is from England. I've always had a thing for English people. I love my English.
Obviously.
But Alice intrigues me because she is one of these listeners who's single, no kids. Like, these subscribers that fall in this little bucket for us, and you fascinate me. You fascinate me because I don't know if I was grown up enough at your age to want to listen to something like this.
Me either.
I was just
I would have either.
Just a wild, selfish 20-something year old running around with my friends. I mean, so you fascinate me. And I don't know, maybe it's the generation. And I'm so grateful if this is the mindset. But I'll read the message and then I'll play her. She left us a voice message. So okay. I'll play it and see. I'm just trying to figure out where my mic even is on this thing. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Alice wrote originally, "Hey, I'm watching your Celebrating and Processing podcast right now. And I wanted to say, I'm just a 26-year-old girl from England. I don't have any kids and I don't particularly know anyone with autism." Again, this just blows my mind.
I know, it blows my mind too.
That she listens to us. But wow, do I love listening to you both. I'm so inspired by the way you talk about your experience and create role models as strong, determined women. I know you're inspiring the autism community so much, but I want to say, I feel like you're inspiring women, mothers and others, on how we can all do the best we can to respect and support people of all different backgrounds, and all the best to you both. And I just felt like her message piggybacking off of what we were trying to say, Alice is like VIP seating in the Talk to Me Sis tribe circle. Like, this is exactly what we want to be and here for. So, Alice, obviously it's like almost 11 o'clock at night over there. So this poor woman's probably sleeping, getting ready for her work day. Or hopefully she's out in a pub having fun with her friends. Right. But she left us a voice note, and I don't know if you will be able to hear it, but I will give this a go. So I will try to figure this out. You ready, guys?
Hi, Nikki and Liz. I'm Alice.
Okay. Yep. Are we ready? Can you hear?
Mm-hmm. England. I'm 26. I don't have any kids or really know anyone.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, very well.
On spectrum, but I still get so much enjoyment out of listening to you guys and your stories on the podcast. I guess, like so many people, I came to know you both through watching Love on the Spectrum, and through that I was kind of able to learn so much about like these amazing minds of people, kind of neurodivergent people. But through your podcast I was then able to kind of keep learning more. But to be honest, it goes beyond that. I can't necessarily always relate to your stories of the autistic spectrum or motherhood, but I still listen to every episode because it just feels like a reminder about how everyone's so unique and different, and we all have our battle scars, and because of that it's just the reason to be kind and treat people with respect. And it's a message that I feel not enough people hold close to them these days. And just generally, like, the way you guys come across is so headstrong and wise, and any woman across the world, no matter what their background is, whether they have children or have people on the autistic spectrum, no matter what their lived experience is, they can take inspiration from just that attitude. And I guess if I am a mother one day, or if I bring someone into my life who's on the autistic spectrum, I think I'll be able to take my learnings from listening to you guys and just hopefully spread that sparkle a little bit further. So yes, thank you. I can't wait to listen. And bye for now. Love you, mean it.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I love this kid.
I know.
I love
accent. Oh, I could listen to British people.
Well, do you see why I fell for the first one?
Yeah.
You see what it does?
I do. That is so.
I love you, Tony Smith.
We love Daddy Tony. Yeah. No, that was so precious. Thank you.
I mean,
you.
Just, Alice, I mean, you're amazing. And I think spread the sparkle. Wow. She said that. I'm going to spread that sparkle a little bit. And just, you're 26 years old. Connor's 26. Tanner's 20.
Yeah.
You could be our child. And
and
I feel like a proud mama of you. You were raised very well, young lady. And thank you from, here we go, Canada, UK. I mean,
right.
Guys, let's look at that energy.
Yeah, That's mind-boggling to me. And they're both young. I mean, Nicole's a young mom, and I'm so sorry. Yeah. The sound wasn't great for her because she was precious. And I wish I could have gotten it to be louder. I'm not sure why through the app it wasn't loud enough. But that's mind-boggling to me that these young women in other countries are listening. And it just means, it means the world. It really, really does.
And it really does. Really,
that's what we wanted. That's all we ever wanted to do.
I mean, like I said, the platform kind of presented itself to us, and we saw what we felt like was the opportunity to connect with people who were asking to connect. And, you know, the result has been just very humbling for me. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I'm very grateful. I mean, we could always just maybe read a couple more DMs. I just love hearing from you guys. This is just amazing.
I do too. Well, you want to pick one?
Oh, do you want to? Yeah, we can go in and let's see. Let's go into, should we go into?
Do it.
Let's see. I'm trying to find somebody. Oh, where's this other lovely lady? This was another one I struck out on. Swing, strike out. But she was super cool. She's in primary. Okay. Ray. I'll just say her name's Ray.
Okay.
Okay. So she just says all caps, yes. And this was going back a while. This is like May of this year. Yeah. Someone sent me a DM after seeing my response to your post. And that was my exact advice. I don't know what, so she was referring to something back in May. In most cases, I can't speak for all flight attendants. So Ray is a flight attendant, but most of us would love having a little information on how we can best help you, which meaning parents of kids on the spectrum or parents with kids with different abilities. Whether it's the passenger who is on the spectrum or anyone who is traveling with them, this particular parent experienced another passenger being very judgy and mean. Are you kidding me? Really? She says, if I'm made aware of the situation, I have no problem stepping in and offering assistance and asking for patience and understanding from other passengers sitting around. But I want to know how to do this in the best way possible, using the best language, because each scenario is so different and unique. We do have some disability training, but it is mostly geared towards safety and evacuations, mm-hmm. which makes sense.
That makes sense.
Awareness is the key word. I will say Love on the Spectrum is bringing more awareness, and that's a great thing. Congrats to all of the success with Love on the Spectrum, but with also raising these incredible humans. And then I asked her, I was like, hey, can we call? Or she's, nope, she's flying right now.
Oh, she's flying.
Ray's flying. But I mean, I don't know if you can talk about what you and Tanner are about to go do.
Yes, I sure can.
But I think this is another thing I didn't realize. And, you know, let's talk about it.
But that is wonderful. Absolutely. I mean, that is a great, great message. That is so important. I mean, on a flight, because you're in such a concentrated space and you're so close to other people. And if people don't understand what your family member might be going through, I can see where, you know, it would be disruptive or it would come across as potentially rude or unsettling or, you know, and with just a little bit of training, how helpful that would be if your flight attendant knew how to intervene and how to advocate for you. I mean, I think the first thing would be understanding like sound sensitivity, you know, and how important it is that your family member that's on the spectrum, you know, can use their headphones, that they may not respond to verbal cues the way that a typical person would, that they may not make eye contact as is expected. What other can you think of, Lise?
So I guess what I would think of is, so I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm with maybe Connor and he's dysregulating. You know, the one thing about flights, so many unforeseens can come up. right, Nikki? You can land but not be able to go to the gate and you've got to sit, or you could be boarded and not be able to take off. So you've got to sit and wait for either weather or de-icing, or I don't even know. There are so many things that can throw off something that you did your best to plan for. 9 times out of 10, us autism parents and caregivers come pretty prepared. But let's face it, life happens, and you may leave without the headphones or a snack. You may have gotten stuck in traffic and you couldn't get extra snacks packed because you can't bring so much through security. So a million things can happen. One thing I would say is I would immediately, and again, every situation is unique, maybe go up. First of all, the passengers being judgy, they would be kind of the least of my concerns, in terms of I would want to get the individual comfortable first. That would be, I would say, if we had to like do a hierarchy, I think getting the dysregulated individual comfortable. And what does that look like if the person has enough language and can communicate? Maybe, you know what, it's really hot in here. I'm hungry. This is loud. My TV screen's not working. That just happened to Connor on a flight. What is the issue and what could help? And I think, I don't know if it's even a thing. I know airlines always have the cute wings and the cute stuff like that, but wouldn't it be cool if airlines could start to provide and just have a little, wherever you keep your little wings, maybe a few fidgets or some squeezy things or just some sensory, I don't know. Cause the wings are cute. Don't get me wrong. They're cute. They're fun. We have them. But if you have room to put the wings, I'm not saying you need to have a whole storage closet of activities, but there could be just some cute, you know, little sensory, and I don't know. I mean, I'm throwing out ideas. Or just find out, what does this individual need? Do they need a little snack? Do they need a drink? Is the air, do they need, you know, if they're traveling alone, do they know to twist it? You know, how can you assist? Get the individual comfortable. And if you need to, you know, the caregiver's there and they can help communicate. And then, you know, it's the golden rule. You treat people how you want to get treated. And unfortunately, people don't do it. But I would definitely address the other person. I think I'd have to hope that there would be more of a community around supporting the individuals having trouble than judging them.
You know, I love, it's going back to Betsy, who we spoke earlier, how on her vest that she created for Joey, it just says, autistic, be kind.
Be kind.
And I mean, like, for as far as like what a flight attendant could say to a disgruntled passenger who does not understand, I literally think if she, you know, is told, oh, this person is on the spectrum, say this, you know, quietly, this other passenger has autism. Can we please be kind and extend some grace? You know, they have sensory issues that you may not be aware of. Can we please be kind? Literally, I think that's, I would hope that most people, that would be enough. Like if someone said that to me, I would immediately.
Oh, I would wind my neck in. Yeah, absolutely.
I would
hope. So, I mean, I don't know if that's even a feasible thing. Like I said, most of us parents, we travel pretty well equipped to deal with, because we know what our kids need or our people need. I mean, Connor's not a kid anymore. He's a young man. He's a gentleman. But we make sure we have the headphones and extra snacks. Connor needs the snacks and waters. He doesn't so much need the sensory thing, but sometimes if he needs a little input or break, you know, we come prepared, but sometimes you forget that stuff.
It just doesn't.
I don't know if that's even a thing, but I think the hot priority, and I'm sure it is for everybody, is to get the individual comfortable and just what does that need or look like? And always, and it sounds like you do. I mean, you're already doing a great job just even asking the question.
I was going to say, the fact that she asked is...
Yeah. You're emotionally intelligent. You clearly have a high emotional IQ and you know enough.
But I think that, and that's the part of everything that's going on with, you know, the awareness is being raised by Love on the Spectrum and all the buzz and the talk. The good part of it is that people are talking and people are starting to care and people are starting to be like, huh, well, you know, this person can do just fine. We just need to figure out where they need a little extra support. And we just need to be a little bit more gracious and we need to give them a little bit more help. And that part of all the buzz around autism is wonderful. And I'm so glad that people want to learn and that people are putting the questions out. And like you mentioned, Lise, that's an opportunity. Tanner, I almost said Connor again. Y'all, this is funny. This week.
Are you kidnapping my kid?
Three times we've had to like communicate about stuff that we're doing as families. And for whatever reason, I keep putting Connor with me.
He's like, I'll be traveling with Connor. I'm like, will I have Tanner or?
I don't know. Maybe I need to FaceTime him. I don't know what's going on. But Tanner and I, not Connor, although I would gladly take Connor, are going to Tennessee later in October. And we actually get to speak with the police force and help educate them about things they might see when they encounter someone on the spectrum. And I think that's such a cool opportunity. Just educate the ones who maybe have never been around a person with autism or have never had any opportunity to learn. And we're going to let Tanner do a lot of the talking and let him actually talk about what life is like for him and the way his sensory system works and some of his own little unique quirks and things that he does that maybe the average 26-year-old doesn't do. And I think it'll just be so it really should resonate with them when they see the actual person, you know, talking about his sensory needs and how the world impacts him. So we're really excited for that opportunity.
I do want to share a story. And I know Connor won't mind me sharing this because I think this is just a case in point. We are going back. I would have to say it was 2018 or 19. So Connor would have been 7, you know, a senior high school in 2019 would have been, 19 or 20 years old. My sister was having a bake sale in her neighborhood, and they had set up tables outside of the pool area. However, it was like October time. So the pool in the neighborhood pool was closed. So the pool, and they were discarding some pool furniture. So it was like after season, you know, early fall, pool was getting shut down and they were doing a clean out. So there was a lot of cool stuff, and the trash barrels had been pulled out outside of the pool area. And there was like, you know, umbrella, you know, like table umbrella sticks and it just things kind of sticking out of the barrels. And it was cold. It was an overcast fall day. It was cold. So Connor was wrapped in a blanket my sister had because he was cold running around. And he obviously, Connor, being Connor, saw the trash and saw these poles and instantly thought they were swords, you know, like he was, and my sister was set up with her bake sale with the kids at the front for some kid school thing. I don't know. And there were women playing tennis down on the tennis courts. And Connor was sort of off on the side lawn, wrapped in a blanket, swirling discarded patio poles around. That looks pretty unexpected. Now, I do not fault the women playing tennis for this. I want to say that. It was just sobering for us as a family because Connor had a beard at this point. He looked like a man. I mean, he was like 19, 20. He was still a kid, but from a distance, he looked like a man. He was tall. He had a beard. He was wrapped in a blanket. And these women saw him by the pool and they called the police. That there's a suspicious man at the neighborhood pool. And the police showed up and approached him. And he was so distraught. And it bothered him for days after. Oh, and thank God my sister quickly was like, you know, I mean, she was a little bit, he had wandered a distance from her. So soon as she saw what was going on, but she called me, he called me, he was crying. He kept saying, I didn't break the law. And, you know, we had to have a conversation about stuff like that. And it's a tough one, parents. I don't even know that I handled it right. I don't know. I'm not saying I had it all figured out. It was a first for us.
Right.
And so now we kind of talk about expected and unexpected or what he is in his own world, innocently, sweetly being a knight, probably slaying a dragon,
acting out a scenario.
Or being a king in the robe. God only knows what he was thinking. And, you know, the police were called and my sister had to like this is my nephew. He's on the spectrum. He's with me. I'm at the bake sale. Like this is, yeah. He's, you know, I'm a resident here, you know? So that happened. And so I think flight attendants, police officers, you know,
anybody who works in a community service position like that really needs training, because so many of the behaviors, they can look really unusual, or like, I love the word unexpected, you know, unexpected for a person of that age. I know, you know, I mean, some of like Tanner's head posturing, even if, like, let's just say for whatever reason, he got approached by a police officer, and when he's scared or a little off kilter, sometimes he might not make great eye contact, or he might, you know, turn his body position away, which might look like he was being resisting or, you know, trying to get away, when really he's not. He's just dysregulated and doesn't know where to go with himself. And they need to understand, like, give it that one extra second, you know, or ask, even just asking the question, do you have autism? You know, and I know not all people would know how to respond, but if they do, that could stop it right there.
Exactly. And I mean, it was just a situation that we, you know, we learned from and we learned to prepare for. So, I just appreciate everything. And I have to say, was it about 24 hours ago right now? I was really anxious about this week's podcast, but actually I am really happy with how it all went today. Nikki, what about you?
Oh, for sure. And I think it's good just to, all you can do is share how you're really feeling. I mean, and just be as real as you can with people. I mean, that's all we can bring to the table. You know, I wish I had perfect answers. I wish I was the most knowledgeable person in the world and that I had all this training and expertise. I don't. I am, you know, like we've said a million times, the only thing that I feel like I can expertly talk about is having raised Tanner Smith for the last 26 years. That is the only thing that I can tell you I really know the ins and out of, and I'm pretty good at that. Other than that, I'm not an expert.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why we want to bring them on here.
Right.
If we don't know the answers, like I, you know, I always, my son's working with me here and, you know, training him in the career that I've loved for 10 years. And I'm like, listen, if you don't know the answer, if a customer says, it's okay to say, I don't know, but I'm going to go find out.
Right.
I actually think that's just so much more authentic and so much,
it really is. It
helps build so much trust in a relationship, even in a sales relationship with a customer. It's like, I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm not going to sit here on a soapbox and talk about things that I really have no business talking about. So, yes, we're in the community and
just our own opinions. You know what I mean? Because everybody has an opinion. And honestly, like we were talking with Christine earlier today, whatever lens you're coming from, however autism has impacted your life, your opinion is right for you because all you have is your own experience. And I would never take that from someone. And I would never try to, you know, think that I know more than they do about their experience. And I want that same courtesy offered to me.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this was great, Nikki.
Yes. And Nicole, cute Nicole that we couldn't hear very well. She was so sweet. But
you know what though, Nicole, thank you for going on the test drive with us.
Yes. And we'll have to find a way to include her again. We'll definitely have
We will. And you know, I wonder if it was because it was FaceTime, if it was more muted. I wonder if it would have been fun. I don't know.
Well, it was through the Instagram app. Maybe I should have gone ahead and called her. We'll figure it out.
Were you able to hear Alice's voice note though?
I can hear it loud and clear. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, Alice, I hope you're sleeping soundly in London or England, but thank you for being on the pod.
Yes. And Nicole, thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.
I'm willing to pick up.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's it for me, Nikki.
That's it for me. Let's wrap it up there. And just know that wherever you are, however you're feeling, we are in your corner. We are rooting for you. We are rooting for the best for everyone out there, everyone who is listening, and just hoping that we can all find our path and find the best possible scenario for our loved ones.
And we love you mean it.
Love you mean it. Everybody have a great rest of your day.
Yes. And hey, come to the Gifted event if you're in.
If you're close enough to Clemson, South Carolina on Sunday to come see the boys, please come out 4 to 7 p.m. TDs. It's a really fun location. Come see the boys, snap a picture, and support the work that Vernon does.
Yes, we love that. Okay, great. All right, I'll see you this weekend, lady.
All right, sounds great. Bye, everybody.
Talk to you. Bye.
Lastly, everybody, if you liked hanging out with us today, do us a favor, hit the follow button, leave a rating, or drop a quick review. It helps more than you know. And if you really loved it, send it to a friend who needs to hear this. And if you're interested in sponsoring a future episode, please send us an email at talktomesismail@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and love you, Mina.